This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Government is planning to send multi-party delegations to different countries to present India's stand against Pakistan-sponsored terrorism in the wake of Operation Sindoor. Sources said each delegation is expected to have a group of MPs from both ruling and opposition parties. Senior Congress leader Jairam Ramesh told reporters in New Delhi that Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has spoken to his party President Mallikarjun Kharge over this diplomatic outreach initiative. The move is intended to further highlight New Delhi's stance on terrorism emanating from Pakistan to the global community and is expected to kickstart next week. Punjab-based Lovely Professional University, LPU, has terminated all Memoranda of Understanding, MOUs, with institutions of Turkey and Azerbaijan. Dr. Ashok Kumar Mittal, Member of Parliament and Founder Chancellor of the LPU, informed that the university has formally ended 6 academic partnerships with institutions in Turkey and Azerbaijan, citing recent geopolitical developments that it deems contrary to India's national interest. Indian economy will grow at 6.3% during the current financial year, ahead of China, US and European Union, a UN report said. According to the UN's mid-year update of world economic situation and prospects, India's growth is being fueled by strong household spending, solid government investments and booming services exports. Even as the global economy stands on shaky ground, India continues to shine. United Nations said that India will remain the fastest growing major economy in the world this year. While the growth figure has been slightly revised from the 6.6% forecast in January, India is still ahead of other big economies like China, US and European Union. Next year, India's economy is expected to grow by 6.4%, although that is a small step down from earlier expectations. An American-Lebanese man, Hadi Mathur, has been sentenced to 25 years in prison for the 2022 knife attack on author Salman Rushdie at a cultural event in New York. Convicted of attempted murder and assault, 27-year-old Mathur received the maximum sentence for the attack, which left Mr. Rushdie blind in one eye. He was also given a separate 7-year sentence for assaulting the event moderator. The Indian Institute of Foreign Trade, IIFT, has announced the establishment of its first overseas campus in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. This marks a key step in expanding IIFT's global presence and strengthening India's engagement in international business education. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal said that this truly reflects the spirit of the National Education Policy 2020, marking a new chapter in the internationalization of Indian education and its growing role in shaping thought leadership globally. Meanwhile, the Commission for Air Quality Management has imposed Stage 1 of the Graded Response Action Plan in Delhi NCR with immediate effect after the region's Air Quality Index, AQI, slipped into the poor category. This Stage 1 of GRAP is activated when AQI ranges between 201 to 300. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall at isolated places of Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya today. The agency has said that northeast India will also witness thunderstorms, lightning and gusty winds during the next 7 days. According to IMD, coastal Andhra Pradesh, interior Karnataka, Kerala, Mahi, Tamil Nadu, Puducherry, Karaikal and Telangana will experience heavy rainfall today. Meanwhile, West Rajasthan will have dust-raising winds at isolated places. IMD has said that isolated pockets of Jammu Kashmir, southwest Uttar Pradesh will experience heat wave conditions, whereas Bihar and Odisha will witness hot and humid weather conditions. Star Indian javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra finished second at the 2025 Doha Diamond League men's javelin throw event. The Olympic gold medalist smashed the 90-meter barrier for the first time in his career with a colossal throw of 90.23 meters in the third round. However, Germany's Julian Weber, who came up with a winning throw of 91.06 meters in his final attempt, surpassed Chopra to claim the gold. The Indian Premier League IPL 2025 is all set to resume today after a week-long gap with the match between host Royal Challengers Bengaluru and Kolkata Knight Riders at M. Chinnaswamy Stadium. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.